Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass What's In. Now, the title of my podcast today is You Cannot Serve Two Masters. Life is better with Christ. Now, the book of Matthew 6:24 says, You cannot serve two masters at the same time. You will hate one and love the other, or you will be loyal to one and not care about the other. You cannot serve God and money at the same time. Never. You can't serve God and money at the same time. We have the right and the ability to choose, but the consequences of our choices have already been predetermined by God. The person who has Christ as Lord has rewards of an abundant life, as seen in the book of John 10:10, which says, The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Life is better with Christ, but not only is it more full, but more complete and peaceful. And though you have tribulation, the peace that God gives is greater. Who would you choose to serve today? Are you going to serve your husband over God? Are you going to serve your wealth over God? Are you going to serve your beauty over God? What is making you focus, defocus from God and focus more on it? Anything that takes your attention away from God, flee from it, because life is better when it is in Christ. John 14:27 says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, if you notice in these two verses, they both play off each other. They list the good things about following Jesus, and they list what you get when Jesus isn't in your life. The first verse talks about a thief and the bad things that he does. Who is the thief? The devil. He steals, he kills, and he destroys. Whereas Jesus is just the opposite. He gives life, and instead of destroying, he gives life that grows, that doesn't stagnate, but it thrives. In the second verse, notice that the peace the world gives isn't really peace at all. You get fear, you get worry, you get doubt from it. But the peace that Jesus gives provides us just the opposite. It provides hope and courage, and that courage boils down to your faith. So if your God is mammon, then what do you have to look forward to? You look forward to destruction, you look forward to being robbed, you look forward to fear, you look forward to worry, you look forward to doubt. Doubt. If your God is mammon, if your God is every other God apart from the God that created this world, these are the things that come with it. But if you choose Christ, there is peace and a vibrant life. There is everlasting joy. There is everlasting happiness. There is nothing that you cannot do, that you cannot accomplish on planet Earth. But the decision is yours. Do you go the God way, or do you go the devil's way? Hallelujah. You cannot serve two masters. What a mighty God we serve, if only if you choose to serve him. You need to leave behind those things which come between you and God. You need to leave behind that baggage. There are no bags allowed on this flight to heaven. Whatever you place first in your life would be what you focus on. Whatever you place first in your life is what you focus on. If you place your boyfriend first, you focus on him. If you place your money first, you focus on the money. If you place your beauty first, you focus on the beauty. And when we are not focused on God, we live an anxious life full of doubt and worry and mistrust, full of fear. Rather hope in the Lord and he will renew your strength. You will not stumble, you will not fall, but rather you will mount up on wings like eagles. Masika dushantari kadusha. You see, without this hope in the Lord, you stumble and fall. Why? Because you are shackled with your sins, and that is a long, complicated chain to try and walk around with. It trips you up and makes it so hard that you cannot walk. Let go of every other God And let God be your master. Let go of every other thing that is blocking you from having a relationship with God. And let God be your master. Let go of everything that is not letting you and allowing you focus on God. And let God be your master. Jesus is saying, don't get all worked up about the things that he takes care of. He's got it under control. He knows what he's doing. After all, he did make us anyway. He knows our needs even better than we do. Trust him to provide daily what you need. Trust him and you will have nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. Leave the thoughts of tomorrow for tomorrow and stay focused on today. What did I say? Leave the thoughts of tomorrow for tomorrow and stay focused for today. Hallelujah. God bless you.